107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with Elizabeth Cooper, Manager Community Development Stratford End Area for United Way Perth Huron, and she joins us on the phone lines this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Jamie.
Elizabeth, let's get right to the campaign. How are we doing so far?
Hey, you know what? We're going to be able to light a light bulb today. We have hit 20% of our goal.
Awesome.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah, so we're about 5 weeks into our campaign, and hitting 20% at this point is great. We're doing really, really well. So we want to thank anybody that's sent their donation in already. And if you haven't yet, please consider it. There's been letters that have gone out, and it's super easy to donate by going on our website, by clicking the Donate Now button, or dropping off a check to our lovely Karen at our reception desk at 32 Erie Street. So, yeah, we've already raised $442,000 of our $2 million goal.
Oh, that is simply awesome. That's just great to hear. The campaign well underway, and we're going to get more light bulbs on that thermometer soon enough, I know.
There for. And again, as a reminder, that thermometer is in the heartbeat of downtown Stratford. It's right at Ontario and Erie there at the intersection. And have a look at the amazing sponsors that sponsor that thermometer going up every year. We've got some new ones, Perth County Inn and Bradshaw's new this year. We thank them very much for helping to pay for that installation and the electricity that goes to it.
Oh, yeah. It's all about community. Now, can we talk about more grants? A new initiative grants are now open, Elizabeth.
They are. They're now open. We're taking expressions of interest for initiative grants until November the 4th. So these grants are open to anyone, really. Anybody that has an opportunity for community organization to respond to some sort of emerging need, or you want to support an existing project that you've got going, or even help pilot a new one. We have up to $20,000 for a one-year project. And I'll give you some examples of ones that we're supporting right now, just to give people an idea. Family Services Perth Huron, we support a developmental work program there for developmental families and their caregivers and supports. The John Howard Society, we're supporting these HOPE kits, and this is a project that focuses on addressing immediate needs of individuals who are released from the Stratford Jail, but nothing in their personal property, and they are facing homelessness. So this supports, the money here supports some kits for them. Also, the Stratford Pro Shelter Link, a program there for school-based early intervention and some crisis intervention and family connection for those youth, and as well as YMCA. We support them finding newcomers ways to get involved in the community through the Y with getting a free membership and some free services. So those are some of the projects that we support currently. And, of course, it's all great for social and community development.
PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website for details on that. Again, new initiative grants are now open. And Elizabeth, we often, if we can, if time allows, we do shout-outs for some of the great sponsors that help out United Way Perth Huron. We have a very special one this morning.
You betcha. Everybody knows Orange Insurance, so we want to thank them. They help us with our insurance needs at United Way in many levels. One of them is for our little car that you see we driving around. They give us a really great gift in kind with a deal on our insurance. So way to go, everybody at Orr Insurance, for showing support for our work in our community. And, you know, a way forward means making sure nobody falls behind. So United Way is a big part of helping people move forward. So thank you so much for having me on again today, Jamie.
You bet. Orr Insurance. Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. As we've mentioned, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for all the details. Elizabeth, thanks so much. We'll chat again
next week. Thanks, Jamie. Bye.